It's Thursday, the day we read from your emails.
Many people wrote in about our coverage of a demographic milestone, the population of the U.S. hitting 300 million.
Michael Brodigam of Connecticut writes, "In your zeal to celebrate what you inaccurately describe as 300 million Americans, you have deliberately glossed over the fact that we will not have 300 million Americans tomorrow or anytime soon. We have 300 million residents of America. You barely alluded to the presence of perhaps 11 million illegal aliens living among us. Does it mean so little these days to actually be an American?"
Karen Crane of Chicago had this reaction to our coverage. She writes, "The other morning, I listened to a segment on increasing commute times, with hour-long commutes no longer rare. Then you reported that there will be another 100 million people in the country over the next 40 years. When commutes hit 3 hours, I'm going to Canada. They only have 32 million people."
We also got a lot of response to Robert's interview with Andrew Sullivan, author of The Conservative Soul, How We Lost It, How to Get It Back. Michael Capala of Oakview, California writes, "It was refreshing to hear someone, anyone, reflecting the thinking of what used to be called the silent majority. These days, it seems only the extremists in religion, politics, and culture are represented in the news."
In the interview, Andrew Sullivan argued for bringing gay people into what he called the existing conservative institution of marriage. But Kurt Fredrickson of Renton, Washington, had this to say on the subject. He writes, "I consider myself to be a Barry Goldwater conservative, and I thought there was a much simpler response to the question of how conservatives would deal with gay marriage. I can imagine old no-nonsense Barry responding to the question by asking, how in hell is it government's business?"
Finally, we had a small item on sports teams at McMurray University in Abilene, Texas. Until recently, they were known as the Indians. But the NCAA has barred schools with Native American team names from postseason play. So McMurray had to make a change. And instead of switching to another mascot, McMurray decided to go with no mascot at all. Victor Sloan of Flemington, New Jersey, was not the only person to make this observation. In your story, he writes, "You mentioned that the nickname Maroons didn't work out very well for the University of Chicago."
"Mr. Siegel needs to review his college football history," Sloan continues. "The University of Chicago was a charter member of the Big Ten, won 6 Big Ten titles, a national championship, and is one of the few teams to be undefeated in football against Notre Dame. The Maroons are the original monsters of the Midway. Please, Mr. Siegel, a little respect."
So there. If you want more respect for your team or you just want to share your thoughts, we'd like to hear from you. Go to the website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.